a guy say, I will just die if nobody comes to my funeral.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It was New Year's Eve. She sat alone in her living room, fearful. She and her husband were expecting their third child, but she wondered, how can I bring another baby into such a crazy, mixed-up world? To complicate things, her husband was sick. They had been belittled by friends and falsely accused. The living room seemed unusually dark that day, as if it was a mirror to the winter gloom outside. The drug culture was running wild. Racial tension was gripping the nation. God is dead had become a popular slogan. Suddenly, she sensed a peace. Panic gave way to calm. How could this be? It began with a reminder that God is bigger, that she must leave the future in the Creator's hands. Picking up a pen, she wrote three words on a piece of paper, three words that would be heard and sung millions of times around the world. Trials would come in the new year, but so would Easter, bringing with it a reminder that life will conquer anything, even death. And so she began to write. The new year came, so did spring and summer. That fall, together with her husband, she hired workers to pave the parking lot behind their office. Workers moved dirt, then brought load after load of rocks, pea-sized gravel, and sand. Next, the steamrollers arrived, flattening and packing it. Then, steaming truckloads of asphalt were dumped on top of the gravel, and the steamrollers did their work again, packing, leveling, rolling, until the parking lot was ready. Early the next spring, her father-in-law stepped into the office. She couldn't help but notice his grin. "Come with me," he said. She took her husband's hand, and they followed him out the back door onto the blackened asphalt, wondering if everything was okay. It was. Right in the middle of the pavement, he stooped and pointed. "Look," he said. Poking up through the darkness, through layers of gravel and sand and asphalt, was a stubborn green shoot. There was nothing magical about it. It had no sharp point on its top to help it through. It wasn't particularly sturdy or robust. Any car could flatten it. Any child could pluck it. But there it stood, stubborn, resilient, green, a living reminder of the miracle witnessed by any parent in the delivery room, by anyone who sits up and really pays attention. Life wins. Gloria Gaither later told me in an interview, we just smiled, but I couldn't help thinking of the song we had just written after our own personal bout with darkness. It is a song that has brought hope to millions, reminding us all that amid whatever darkness we face, a day is coming when we will stand in the light, when we will see and understand that darkness does not have the final word, that in the end there will be no comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. Hope shines through. The song? Well, you may have guessed it. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. Now life is worth the living, just because He lives. None of us knows what the future holds, but we can know that a sovereign God holds the future in His hands, and that is enough. One New Year's Eve, as my wife and I faced obstacles that overwhelmed us, I wrote these words out. They're for you on the brink of a new year. I will view each obstacle as an opportunity to draw closer to God. I will let prayer change me and deliver me from worry and fear. I will value contentment over success, joy over happiness, compassion for others over comfort for myself. I will view each day as a chance to live for Christ down here, knowing that laughter is possible because of this. The end is a festival, not a funeral, a resurrection, not a burial. Happy New Year.
Laugh Again exists to shine the light of Jesus into people and places. If you believe in this ministry and have been impacted by our message of hope and joy, please consider giving a year-end donation to help us start off strong in 2019. Donate today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.